Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, and all desires known from you, and no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct our heart and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is taken from the book of Jeremiah. At that time it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a hot wind comes from me out of the bare heights in the desert toward my poor people. Not to winnow or cleanse, a wind too strong for that. Now it is I who speak in judgment against them, for my people are foolish. They do not know me. They are stupid children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil, but do not know how to do good. I look on the earth, and lo, it was waste and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and lo, they were quaking, and all the hills moved to and fro. I looked, and lo, there was no one at all, and all the birds of the air had fled. I looked, and lo, the fruitful land was a desert. And all its cities were laid in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not make a full end because of this earth. The earth shall mourn, and the heaven above grow black. For I have spoken, I have purposed, I have not relented, nor will I turn back. The word of the Lord.
The psalm for today is Psalm 14, found on your insert. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God. All are corrupt and commit abominable acts. There is none who does any good." The Lord looks down from heaven upon us all. There is one who seeks after God. Everyone has proved faithless. All alike have turned bad.
There is none who does good, no, not at all.
Have they no knowledge, all those evildoers?
We don't have any people.
See how they tremble with fear. Their aim is to confound the plans of the afflicted.
The Lord is your refuge.
Oh, that Israel's deliverance would come out of Zion.
When the Lord restores
The second reading is from 1 Timothy. I am grateful to Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that reason, I received mercy, so that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to him to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable: "Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one who is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so I tell you that there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who have no need of repentance. Or the woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it. And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I found the coin that I have lost." Just so I tell you, there is no joy. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, help us to realize that the simplicity of your gospel is so powerful in our lives. Help us be changed to what we can have glory and honor to your holy name. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus once said, "Keep it simple, stupid." Well, actually, what it was is Mark and Matthew were studying, and they're talking about all the rules and regulations that they had to follow. And Jesus looked at them with a divine glance, actually the divine rolling of eyes, and goes, "Keep it simple, stupid." And Matthew says to Mark, he says, "I can't say that." He says, "If I write that down, we'll look like idiots." And Mark says, "Listen to this. You must approach the kingdom of heaven like unto that of a child." And Matthew says, "That'll work. Write it down." We spend a lot of our lives talking this way. And in our gospel lesson, we talk in the Old Testament lesson of Jeremiah, we hear the Pharisees grumbling that Jesus eats and drinks with sinners. Jesus wasn't following the rules. He wasn't doing it right. You're supposed to go to church and you're supposed to sit down. You're supposed to have the Gloria. You're supposed to have the Kyrie. You're supposed to have the prayers. You're supposed to, and it's got to be in the right sequence, because if it's not in the right sequence, you're just not doing it right. If you're not doing it right, you're not worshiping right. If you don't go to some churches and you don't wave your hands during the service, during hymns, you're just not doing it right. You don't speak in tongues, you're not doing it right. We spend so much time criticizing what people do and do right and wrong, we forget what we're there for. You see, the Pharisees were threatened by Jesus. Jesus came in there and he spaketh unto them, and he saith unto them, he says, "Keep it simple, stupid. I came to seek and to save the lost. I came to save sinners." Of course, we want to change the rules to that and say, "Oh yeah, I want to save you, not me, because I follow the rules." We do that almost automatically. Something in our nature, our prideful nature, that says that I've got it and you don't. I grew up in the Baptist church. I learned the jargon. I could go out at night as a teenager, of course not. As a teenager, I used to go out at night and pray and meditate, and I'm lying. But I'd go out and I'd live the life of a spirited teenager. I'm sugarcoating it, aren't I? I'd go out and I could raise hell. I could go out and I could get drunk, come to church on Sunday morning, say the right things, and nobody would even notice, because I followed the rules. We could come to church here, or in any church, and think that for some reason, if I go to communion, if I'm baptized, if I followed the rules, I'm saved. I can be justified by what I do, not what I'm supposed to do. Jesus said, "Believe." And you said, "Yeah, but believe what?" And he says, no, you don't understand. Believe that I am the Son of God. Believe that the Father sent me to save you from your sins. Believe that I come to free you from sin and strife and from the complications of life. But only believe and have faith in me." And we interpret that, "Yeah, but you have to be baptized."
And Jesus says, believe only. Believe. And we say, it can't be that simple. And Jesus says, but it is. Only believe. Have faith in me. Be transformed by renewing of your mind. Be born again. Leave the old sinful nature behind and believe. And we say, well, you don't understand, God. It doesn't work that way. And God goes, uh-huh, really? And we say, you don't understand, God. We have to follow the rules. And God says, there's only one. Believe in Jesus, believe also in me. Believe in God, believe also in me. Have faith that I can change your life, that I can renew your spirit. The law doesn't apply to you anymore. The law only draws attention to sin. It doesn't apply to you because you believe. You have faith in Jesus Christ and you have faith in God. And you say, well, it can't be that simple. Jesus says, but it is. Have faith. Be transformed by renewing of your mind. Be like Paul. Paul was a murderer. Well, actually, technically, he was an accessory to murder. But God forgave him. He transformed his life and he became a new creature in Christ. When you become a new creature in Christ, it's not that you don't steal, it's that you don't want to steal. It's not that you won't lie, it's that you don't want to lie. It's not that you want to feed the hungry. You feed the hungry because it's just the thing you would do. Because it's that you would have Christ do for you. You'd have Christ do to that person. Jesus says, love others as I love you. I love you more than anything, more than life itself. Be transformed by renewing of your mind. Be changed, become a new creature in me. Feed the hungry, clothe the poor. Take care of those who have less than you. Mentally, physically, spiritually, become a new creature in Christ. Jesus was criticized by the church. If you lead a simple life, someone will find reason to criticize you too. But be a child of God. Be a believer. God's mercy is infinite. His grace is free. His message is simple. Become a new creature in Christ. Don't be a man pleaser or a pleaser of other people. Don't try to please God because you can't. You can only please God by believing and following Him. Amen.
Please turn to page 358 in your Book of Common Prayer and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty.
Prayers of the People is Form 6, found on page 392 of the Red Prayer Book. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families and friends and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world,
for all who are just and
for the just and proper use of your creation. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble. For the peace and unity of the Church of God. For our presiding bishop, our Bishop Prince Singh, and all other bishops and other ministers, especially Lynn and Gary. For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King. We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins. Our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness and the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
So this sharing your joy and happiness, we'll have none of that here. Are there any announcements? I understand we sold out last night at the chicken biscuit dinner.
Thank you.
service continues on page 361 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. Forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation. The calling of Israel to be your people and in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, and out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant. She shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this and remember for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, our Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. We offer a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit on these gifts. They may be the sacrament, the body and blood of the new covenant. You know, intercede your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be accessible through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection to your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter into the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, who's firstborn in all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word, my hope, secure.
Closing prayers on page 365 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, Your grace is very good with us, living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
And you have
blessed us
the sacrament
of the body and blood.
From
the throne of the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. In Christ our Lord. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. To love and serve the Lord.